أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واستعينوا بالصبر والصلاة وإنها لكبيرة إلا على الخاشعين. We were discussing the fifth ruku of Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing the Bani Israel, the scholars and the leaders among the Bani Israel. وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ, and seek assistance through patience and through salah. And as we mentioned also, this address is also made directly to the believers. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ, that all believers seek assistance through patience and through salah. Sabr is a word that very commonly we hear being repeated. It is a short word, but as we mentioned also, the reality of sabr and the true meaning of sabr, not many people understand. Someone just thinks, say, some calamity happened, then you need to be patient. So that's most often, that's when you will hear the word sabr. Someone passed away, then people will say, make sabr. So we've only understood sabr in that respect, in that regard. But we were speaking about sabr in terms of controlling our anger. Person becomes angry, he wants to just blurt out something, say something, swear, shout, scream. Then he needs sabr. In fact, we need sabr in every facet of our lives. For the person to wake up in the morning for Fajr, he needed sabr. He didn't want to wake up. Sometimes a man is tired. He doesn't want to wake up. So he needs sabr to wake up. He could have just woke up, read his namaz and slept away. So he needed sabr to come to the masjid. Then in the masjid, someone may tell you something you don't like. Then you need sabr to keep quiet. You finish namaz, you went to the car park, someone is not parked appropriately. Then you need sabr also. That don't create a scene. Alright, send a message, do what you have to do, but you don't have to bring the roof down now and create a scene for that. A man is walking on the street and a beautiful woman comes in front of him, strange woman, then he needs sabr to lower his gaze. So sabr in every facet of your life. You went home, the food wasn't ready, you want to start shouting now, where's the food, why the food is not ready? You need sabr again to keep quiet. So sabr is something that covers every facet of our lives, and sabr is a very, very important part of our iman. Our iman has got two wings, shukr and sabr. Because throughout our lives, either we will be experiencing favorable conditions. When it's favorable conditions, then we need to make shukr. Shukr also is something that very few people understand the reality of it. Although it is something that is spoken about so often, and someone may tell you, I've heard hundreds of bayans on sabr and shukr, but the reality is still very few people understand what is sabr and shukr. So either it will be favorable conditions, then you make shukr. Unfavorable conditions, then you make sabr. So this sabr is a very, very important facet of our lives, of our deen, and there's such great rewards. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah Ta'ala is saying, Allah is with those people who make sabr. Imagine if someone got Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with him. What else does he need in his life? You've got Allah with you. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who make sabr. إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. People who make sabr, they will receive their reward without any measure. Unlimited reward. You know, in this dunya, person wants to take a contract, unlimited data, unlimited minutes. For sabr, you're getting unlimited reward. You can't count the reward. You can't put a figure to the reward. You know, now you can say maybe 100,000, 1 million, 1 billion, 1 trillion. When it comes to sabr, that reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives that person, it's unlimited. You can't count it. That is the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in store for people who have had sabr. And as I mentioned, this sabr, it's something that it is related to different dimensions of our life. A person gets a sickness, he needs to make sabr. Then for the treatment of that sickness also, he needs sabr. Now he's going to think, I have to take this medication, I have to take that dawa, I have to do the... You need sabr for that. That thing is going to take time. Sometimes you need to go on that treatment for a few weeks, sometimes you need to go on a few treatment for a few months. Then the original method of treatment was the diet. In fact, the old Hakims, they would emphasize more on the diet. They would say that 50% of your treatment lies in your diet, and the other 50% is in the medication. But they said that the 50% of the diet is something that is more important. They attach more importance to the diet than the medication itself. So for that also, you needed sabr. Some of the old Hakims, they mentioned, you know, when we eat, often we eat so much food, like wild animals, we eat so much food, then we get sick. Then to get better, you need to eat like birds. You know, birds, just a little bit you're eating here, there. So that for that some period of time now, maybe a few days, few weeks, depending on the nature of the sickness, you just got to control your diet entirely. But you needed sabr. So remember, sabr is something that you need in every facet of your life and to treat every problem. Sometimes Allah protect, a person's child has gone on the wrong path. Now what you gonna do? You're gonna start screaming, shouting, swearing. You're not gonna make any difference. It's not gonna make any change. Now if you get some professional advice, they'll tell you, okay, see, maybe now every day make certain dua. Certain dua you must read every day. So many times you read this dua. Read Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala certain name so many times. Read istighfar so many times. Not 100,000 times istighfar, 1,000 times istighfar, whatever you can manage. Then you start ta'lim in your house. Not for one day, 2 days. They say, to see that benefit of the ta'lim, you have to do it for about 6 months. 6 months consecutively, without missing. So for that also you're going to need sabr, because every day you have to have discipline. Unfortunately, in our lives we don't have discipline. That's the biggest problem. We don't have discipline. So you know now, you've after Maghrib now, or before Isha, whatever time you've allocated, now you're going to have to read that ta'lim. Don't expect to do the ta'lim 1 day, 2 days, and your child is going to become like a farishta. No. You're going to carry on doing it over and over again. Carry on. You know, that one drop of water, one drop falling, eventually it will impact on even a rock. Even a rock you drop in one drop. Take a 100 liters, 200 liters and just drop it. Nothing is going to happen. But the one drop is going to come, it's going to impact on that. So for this you need sabr. So every aspect of our lives, we need sabr. And we have to inculcate the sabr, because naturally we have become very, very hasty. You know, we want things to happen instant. We're living in the press button zamana. You just put your microwave on, your food gets hot, you do things instantly. So we want, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got a system. And you have to follow the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we follow the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then gradually, slowly, a person sees improvement. Gradually, slowly, a person sees a difference. He sees now his life is changing. So whatever we need in our lives, we need to have sabr. Carry on making dua, crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, begging from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pleading to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah, with that sabr, with that dua, with that salah, turning to Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help will come. Imam Muhammad rahmatullahi alayhi was a student of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi. The two distinguished students of Imam Abu Hanifa was Imam Muhammad and Imam Abu Yusuf. Very, very high in the Hanafi mazhab. So often in the kitabs also, if there's a difference of opinion, they'll mention this was the opinion of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, and this was the opinion of his students, Imam Abu Yusuf and Imam Muhammad. So Imam Muhammad rahmatullahi alayhi had engraved on his ring. A lot of people of the past, you find pious people, they'll put a message on their ring because they wanted to constantly reflect over stuff. We just, you know, once we heard something, I don't hear it again. No, you have to, some things you have to hear over and over again, so that that thing now settles deep down into our hearts. So he had engraved, Man sabara zafira. That person who has sabr and is patient, then he will always be victorious. Whatever the situation be, a man got sabr, then inshallah, whatever the situation be, he will overcome that situation and he will be victorious, he will be successful. So there was a king by the name of Babur, Sultan Babur, one of the kings, the Muslim kings, who had conquered India. So first time he launched an attack, he was defeated. Second time, he took the courage, launched attack again. Again he was defeated. Now the man started to lose hope. You know, we are human beings. Very quickly we can become despondent. Very, very quickly we start losing hope. Two times, three times, the thing didn't work. So he's sitting in his tent. And then Allah Ta'ala, when Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala wants to guide a person, Allah Ta'ala will put something in front of him. So he's seeing this ant, he's trying to climb up a wall or whatever it is, and it goes up the first time and it falls down. So it goes a second time, again it falls down. Third time, 99 times it went up, it fell down. On the 100th time, he's counting now, he's saying, second time, this ant's just carrying on trying, it's not giving up. On the 100th time, it got to the top. Then he said, this is a lesson from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That never mind, I tried two times, I was unsuccessful. Let me launch the attack for the third time. Then alhamdulillah, third time, he launched the attack. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him victory. But what is a very, very important sabr? You know, as I said, sabr is patience, perseverance. Continue trying. Continue making an effort. Don't give up. Don't lose hope. In Islam, there's no such a thing as despondency. We don't ever lose hope. لا تيأسوا من روح الله. Don't lose hope of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّهُ لَا يَيْأَسُ مِنْ رُوحِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقُومُ الْكَافِرُونَ. Only the disbelievers, they lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then they then resort to suicide and doing all these things. As a believer, always have hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember, a believer, whether it is favorable conditions, whether it is unfavorable conditions, everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is there for his reward, for him getting a higher status. It's always, every situation, whichever situation, condition Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps us in, that is the best condition for us. Although maybe we don't like it, it may be difficult, but that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving reward, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevating our status only in the akhirat. When a person goes to the akhirat, and then he sees the rewards for calamities in this dunya, then he will wish, oh Allah, why you didn't put more calamities on me? Why didn't people cut my body with scissors and rip my body apart for me to get all this reward? So this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves someone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts test over that person, and the more he is patient and the more he turns to Allah, the closer he becomes to Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the true understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana.